we know it has changed. Altering our current path to the future requires a strong and proactive leadership. The global economy is in transition. Now is the time to come together as governments, as nations, as people. Putting nature at the heart of how we innovate will make us ready for the final frontier. Putting people at the heart of robotics will create a better tomorrow between AI and society. The World Government Summit will enable nations to come together and take accountability.
We cannot continue to destroy our environment.
We are here to shape the future.
Build a better tomorrow by taking action here and now.
And the title of this session, are we ready for a new world order?
But in one way or another, we are so far, globally, we are so far above the population and the consumption levels which can be supported by this planet that I know in one way or another it's going to come back down. So I don't hope to avoid that. I hope that it can occur in a civil way. I mean civil in a special way. Peaceful. Peace doesn't mean that everybody's happy, but it means that conflict isn't solved through violence, through force, but rather in other ways. And so that's what I hope for. That we can, I mean, the planet can support something like a billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. Unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. But if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But we want to have freedom and we want to have a high sentence, so we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7, so we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal, so that people share the experience and you don't have a few rich, trying to force everybody else to deal with it. So those are my hopes. I mean, these are pretty pessimistic hopes, but I mean, that's what lies ahead.
We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
I remember talking to an Australian diplomat at one point about this break between the US and China and said, both sides are going to say, whose team are you on? Mm. And he said, our job is to make sure the question never arises. But the question has arisen. And so I think we have to go deeper. And it's not about the U.S. versus China. It's about what underpins a world order is always the financial system. Mm. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71. And so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having an almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here today. I'm Henrik. This is Red Ice TV. Thank you for tuning in. Have another good show for you guys lined up today. A lot of important topics. Hope you enjoyed the World Government Summit 2022. A couple of choice clips from that. Actually, not the guy in the middle there who's talking about an equitable depopulation of the planet. He's from a Club of Rome, that guy. What was his name again?
I forget
what his
name was. Compassionate soft killing process.
Yeah. Dennis Meadows. How do we reduce the population down to like 1 or 2 billion, something like that? And then at that point, we can, they're not going to begin with themselves, though. It's us to have to go first, of course, because we're not equitable enough. Right?
They won't start with Africa either. They would start with Europe, as they already are.
They supply third world countries with a lot of food, right? Like artificially, you boost them so that their numbers are boosted, that you don't get a natural kind of progression, let's say, or natural growth there. Then you collapse the system, which they're doing now, which means you're going to get a tidal wave of hundreds of millions of refugees from the third world pouring into Western countries. That's about to happen, if you believe someone like John Kerry. We have that clip later, by the way. If you think the Syria war refugee thing was bad, wait until the food shortage and climate change refugee waves begin. That's what
and
he's
then
talking
they
about.
All go to those evil white supremacist countries to get fed and taken care of. You know, come to be
proximity to white
depressed.
People is a human right. You know, so that's exactly. How it goes. All right. Anyways, we're not going to talk too much about the World Government Summit. There was the first clip we played is like it's like a global homo ad. It's like some
dumb
corporate. Commercial, basically, for globalism,
I love how now, though, these commercials are just like, yes, the new world order. Remember when not too long ago this was a kooky conspiracy theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening at all. Now we're just hearing it left and right constantly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's being pushed as a good thing, right?
Yeah, I was looking for here's the screenshot I have. Check this out. Here's the conspiracy theory. Versus the political the political movement of a new world order, right? Of course, in the last few days, we've heard a lot about this.
Those are totally different, right?
There's
there.
A liberal world order. There's a world order that's like Bush Senior kind of introduced, right? And Henry Kissinger, like in the new world order, right? That's been going since like the 90s or something. But now there's a new world order coming out too. China's part of that and stuff. But anyway, New World Order conspiracy theory, right? They think it's a world government, right? Crazy how that goes. But in the political
now they just
idea,
have conferences
it's primarily associated with the ideology of the notion of world governance. See, if you just change it from governance, from government to governance, it goes
totally
from a
different
conspiracy
then.
Theory to an actual real thing.
Yeah, they sit
thing.
There and they just have these literal conferences that are called world government.
It's just wide in the open.
I love that too, how Malmgren, not Palmgren, but Malmgren.
Malmgren, Malm is like, what is that, the stone? What do you call it again? Like granite?
Granite, is
Malm?
It? Malm is granite, okay. Just sitting there talking about a digital currency and all this stuff.
You know what, I was going to look her up because she's like, it's got to be her dad, maybe Swedish roots or something, or the name. Pippa Malmgren, Malmgren. let me see here. What
but
does
yeah,
it
I
say?
Mean that is that
Council
is
Council on Foreign Relations, Chatham House, right? Yep, yeah. All the usual fucking. London School of Economics. Here we go, right? All the
and okay, this was their plan all along. That's why some people have even theorized, is cryptocurrency like an NSA plot or something to get people used to it and get it on board? And I've been hearing that. Conspiracy lately?
Yeah, I mean, Bitcoin is not going to be what they want to opt for. They want a CBDC, and that's what she says at the end. She doesn't say Bitcoin. She says
Bitcoin.
Blockchain.
It's not crypto.
This lady, what about her dad? Her father is Harald Malmgren. Maybe he has some Swedish roots or something. All right. Anyway, not here to talk about that. Before we dive into some of the kind of serious topics, I just want to give a shout out to some old nostalgia for me here. Swedish comedian Sven Melander passed
funny.
Away. He's actually really funny. The Sun Trip. Check the, there's this. the charter trips that Swedes used to do in the 70s and see. I mean, they still do to a certain extent, but it was this like cringe package that you got, and you got to like, you know, Tenerife or something in Spain, or some maybe somewhere in Greece or something like that. The hat is from one of those companies I made fun of in a movie back to, when was that? Early 80s?
Sun Trip.
And then
always going to beaches.
And then
Ekvalford.
Yeah, let me read that.
Seven Svenskar. So, I don't know what the last word is.
Yeah, so that's, let me see. It says on the t-shirt, tonight 107 Swedes get gonorrhea. there was a, I guess there's really no point in playing the audio from this, but some people will who are old enough in Sweden will remember this guy.
And that rainbow hat is before the pride flag.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting though, because he's asking her like, what do you want when you grow up, you know? And she's like, material things and money and what about this and that. And he's like, gets angry that she doesn't say that you want peace on earth, right? But this is a survey, so it's like, so there you hear it. All Swedish kids want peace on earth, you know. Anyway, he was funny. He did a lot of funny things. I thought he did some pretty offensive stuff as well. There are some of those comedians that kind of got away with it, like open, you know, like the Negerboll jokes and, you know, these kinds of things, right? But he did some good stuff. And while we're in Sweden, we have, what do we have here? We have a blockage, I guess, in Stockholm. This happened earlier today. The climate commies are up to it again, up to their usual tricks.
In their vests, always in the neon vests.
Yeah, so they're blocking traffic. And again, it's like, right, you're doing it in Stockholm or whatever. But for the most part, this will be working class people who are struggling enough to get by. And these people don't go to the elite halls of power and complain on those people, or those who want to depopulate us, or those who are actually, you know, the neoliberal system, which is actually ruining our environment and stuff like that. No. Let's make it harder for regular Swedes. That's gonna take care of the issue, right? All right. Anyway, guys, if you want to join us today, down below in the lower third, enterstream.live/redicetv. Also, I'm keeping an eye on the chat on Odyssey, odyssey.com/@redicetv, and you can add /live if you want to watch over there. I hope it's okay there today. So it's been a little choppy the last couple of streams. So you never know, but we do have options. Such as Rumble, rumble.com/user/redicetv, and that's I think that's monetized too for super chats and stuff. And we'll see. We'll bring in what next time, the power chat.
Live/redice. It is live, but we haven't integrated it.
Yeah.
Yet,
so what was the URL?
Powerchat.live/redice.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. We'll have that up and running. But yeah, because some people prefer different things. I've heard Entropy has issues too. But yeah.
Message from a shadow government here.
Yep.
Expose the nose.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been doing here the last couple of days. Right? did you have another one?
Yeah. Sorry. Snigging. Yep. 1, 2, 3. Hey guys. Happy Friday. Take care.
Hope you. Are you snigging? Are you a Sven Melander fan? Huh? There's some good stuff. That good old comedy which you just don't see anymore. But anyway, I'm not gonna sit here and be all nostalgic. Should we begin with the kind of one of the main stories here we're gonna talk about today? Right?
It's just so ridiculous. I saw this everywhere. Right? Fox Nation's Laura Logan suggests theory of evolution is a hoax funded by Jews. Right? So we click over to where she actually supposedly said this, and I keep waiting for her to talk about Jews. No, that's not actually what she said. We can play with you.
Let's go forward. It's funny because I queued this up first, and now it's just dropped out on me. So let me get. See, I was trying to be prepared here, and the bitch who just screws me over like this. Okay, let's see here. I believe this is the spot.
That is actually renewable. Mm. It's life.
Yeah.
And they can, you know, go back to the Big Bang.
So this is like a small, like a podcast, I think, and we know. I'm not sure if it's her show or someone else's, but this is what she said. She actually said, as opposed to the headlines.
Theory and Darwin. I mean, when I found out, does anyone know who employed Darwin, where Darwinism comes from?
go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, look it up. The Rothschilds.
Yeah.
It goes right back to 10 Downing Street.
All the way.
And the same people who employed Darwin. Mm-hmm. And that's when Darwin, you know, wrote his theory of evolution and so on and so on. And I'm not saying that none of that is true.
Right.
I'm just saying Darwin was hired by someone to come up with a theory,
correct,
right? Based on evidence. Okay, fine. But, you know, even the people, the scientists, all of the people that can take you back to the Big Bang.
And then she goes on and talk about the Big Bang and
stuff. She didn't actually say Jews.
No, it's like saying
the Rothschilds.
What the Bush family paid for the Iraq War, paid for, but you know what I mean. Like they instigated. They're behind it. Saying Laura Logan blames Europeans for you know for the invasion of a country.
Yeah, it would be no biggie, right? No biggie.
She literally says Rothschilds. Okay, and look at the headline. Where are we here again? Laura Logan suggests the theory of evolution is a hoax. She just literally said, I'm not saying that isn't true, right after that, by the way. So that's another lie. But it's funded by Jews. You mentioned the Rothschilds. It's all funded by the Jews.
Isn't that interesting?
It's all of them.
It's funny how you can't be critical about or question one of the richest, most powerful families on the planet because they're Jewish. Now, that is some privilege right there.
Right. Look, she's, you know, kind of... She does some good things and then some cringe things and then a net positive, I'd say, overall. She goes kind of off the rail on certain things, but, you know, that's fine. That's how it is. She seems to be kind of like, she's all into, like, a lot of conspiracy things now and, you know, like, just... But they're also... Yeah, no, I'm not coming down on that necessarily. I'm just saying, like, you know, a lot of things will come out of that. But so they have to kind of, shit on her, basically, because this is dangerous. What if this gets out to a wider audience? Let's get her canceled. You know, that's what it's at the root about. But I was trying to find some information, this is my point, about actually Rothschilds, for example, funding the HMS Beagle, right, which Charles Darwin went on. I couldn't find anything about that. Ten Downing Street, maybe could be something to that, right? But as far as I understand, it was basically one of the Wedgwoods, right? The Wedge, it was like that's in.
They're intermarrying.
We'll get like to crazy, that about the inbreeding, families, by the way, right? Yeah. Because wasn't there a tweet that calling her an inbreeder?
There was. I pulled out some choice tweets right here. Let's see, Fox Noise Hag Laura Inbred.
It's a nice star he has there. It's a hoax
funded by Jews.
And the Ukraine flag is that's an original touch. There
Laura
too.
Never. Quite completed the evolutionary journey. It's putting them down, but meanwhile we can show the family tree, right, of the Wedgwoods and the Darwins and all the intermarrying and losing track of who was marrying who. And
Galton,
oops,
that's right,
a brother and a sister slipped in the mix, right?
Yeah, keep track of that. Yeah, the Galton family is one of them too. Wedgwood, Galton, and then Darwin, that family got into it. And, I mean, obviously they're well connected and stuff like that. And there could very well be like Rothschild money behind some of these families, or at least they were integrated in some way back then. So I'm not dismissing that. I just personally couldn't find anything. I was looking around and couldn't find anything about that.
Yeah, she was just so short on it. We didn't really get to hear.
Well, that's what's so weird in a way, right?
She just kind of like drops this big thing and then doesn't really.
Some journo is sitting there in the mainstream media and just listen to this, like, you know, 1.5 hour show, and then randomly at like a one hour 13 minutes. That's the headline right there. Oh, she's saying that the theory of evolution is a hoax funded by Jews.
Yeah, this is how they spin it. Just completely not at all what she said.
Yeah,
right. Look at some other tweets. They say, "Is this proof that we deserve extinction as a species?" Let's see if you have some.
It's like loading slow her. Okay, go ahead. Like, yeah, there it is. Right.
Oh my gosh, anti-Semitism because she said the Rothschild, so we all deserve to go extinct. Because of this. I mean, this is just total lunacy. Rolling Stone calls in an anti-Semitic dog whistle. There's no dog whistle here. This is open, plain spoken anti-Semitism. I mean, the tweets just kept coming. And then there's another one here from the B'nai B'rith talking about how the use of this ancient anti-Semitic cliche about Jewish money and control is reprehensible. It's a cliche. It's not true that they have any kind of money or control or billionaires.
It's fascinating because it's almost like there's some kind of, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's almost like there's some kind of, you know, pressure mechanism inside of the media. You know what I mean? Well, what could possibly that be? Can't quite put my finger on it, but it's fascinating how all these media sources, you know, picks up on this. And it's Yahoo News, it's Rolling Stone, it's Jerusalem Post, and then it's like, a wide net of condemnation being cast from the
and
blue
how she's
check
an
marks
embarrassment
on Twitter.
For the journalism profession. I'm like, no, come on, let's hear some of these stories that we never hear about. Let's really go down this rabbit hole. That would actually be good journalism. Let's explore it. Let's go with it.
Furthermore, if the Jews, to go back to the headline, if the Jews funded Darwinism, isn't that a good thing? Don't they earn
into evolution? They like it. Yeah, right? Exactly. Good point.
I don't know. I can't. You can't notice.
You should be proud of it, right? Yes, right. We funded
isn't
it.
Isn't this one of the greatest scientists heralded all over, you know, at least the West? Well, for now, I'm sure there's some race thing coming down the pipe
and
it's going to be canceled.
There's already been
wrong.
Some of that.
But you know what I'm saying. Like, overall, at least for some time, it was, like, highly admired. This is, like, you know, this is the... We're removed spirit slash nature slash gods slash God out of the equation, and now we have just kind of a natural progression here of things. And that's, you know, they pride themselves on that, but I guess not. All right.
Didn't you have a clip from Sodom, what's his name? Hmm? The black dude who commented on this?
So I want to play that a little bit later after the next couple of stories.
Okay.
I think that would make sense. Yeah, sorry, yeah. I moved around a couple of things there. do you want to take a chat? And
sure,
then I can
see.
Cue the other one up here.
Bill Biz, good to see you. The largest farmland owner in the world, Bill Gates, with 250,000 acres, has suggested we all go to plant-based beef. Anybody surprised?
Mm-hmm.
No, not at all. But he won't be doing that. He'll be eating the good stuff.
He's converting feces to drinkable water. Do you guys remember that? And then he's investing in... you know, printed, what do you call it, the cell growth, or what do you call it? Basically, they grow cells in vats, right? Fish, beef, meat, the synthetic beef, of course, he's big on that. All these other new, like, food, exciting food technologies, such as bugs. What was the other one? It was a yogurt based on, was it like crickets or something? I forget what it was. There was something, and there's that clip when
that's
he's eating it. And it's like,
they're like, mmm. And you can tell when he first puts it in his mouth.
I think that
it's
was
just
Bill.
Like,
wasn't
disgusting.
That Bill Gates? I think that was Bill Gates.
Yeah, and it was, what's his name? The gray-haired dude on CNN. He was trying the yogurt. And
oh,
was trying to fake it.
Mr. Vanderbilt.
Yeah, he was trying to fake
Anderson,
it.
Anderson Cooper. Okay. Yeah. So another great news here for the United States and the world, actually, in fact, because this will have a wide casting repercussions here. Finally, Deborah Lipstadt has been confirmed by the U.S. Senate as an anti-Semitism monitor. Biden nominated Lipstadt for the role in July. Jewish groups across the spectrum hailed the nomination. Great
so what
stuff.
Is she going to do exactly that all these other groups aren't already doing?
Well, I mean, you can never have too much, you know,
monitoring
pressure
the anti-Semitism
and activism, you know, because it's not enough with these kinds of headlines out there with how they just make things up, claiming that she said something she didn't say to try to get someone canceled who's like nibbling at the edge of the truth cookie. So this is how it sounded like. Let me see, which one do we want to begin? Let's begin with it. This is... another Jewish woman, Rosen, what was his name again? Victoria Rosen? No, what was it? Jackie Rosen, Senator Jackie Rosen, kind of introducing Deborah Lipstadt when they had their confirmation hearing or whatever.
Menendez, thank you. And Ranking Member Risch, I really want to thank you both for holding this.
So for clarity, this is about a month ago, I think, this hearing. But the point is, now she was finally, you know, kind of confirmed, right?
Important hearing on the nomination of Deborah Lipstadt to serve our nation as special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, which last year was elevated by Congress to rank of ambassador. Dr. Lipstadt has devoted her life to fighting back against anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial. She's a renowned scholar of Holocaust studies at Emory University, who has published multiple books on anti-Semitism and Holocaust denialism, and who famously defeated a libel suit brought against her by Holocaust denier David Irving. She is, arguably, the nation's foremost expert on anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial, with over four decades of groundbreaking scholarship. And her nomination comes at a critical time in the fight against anti-Semitism.
Just get to it later.
In the United States and across the globe, we are witnessing a significant rise in anti-Semitism, violent extremism, and Holocaust distortion and denial. From swastikas spray painted in public synagogues, in public synagogues being attacked, we've recently seen heinous acts of harassment and violence targeting Jewish communities. We're also seeing an alarming rise in Holocaust distortion and denial worldwide. More and more people are vocally questioning, trivializing, or outright denying the atrocities of the Holocaust, eroding the truth of one of the worst chapters of human history, and dishonoring the memory, dishonoring the memory of the...
How dare you propose that the Holodomor, the Armenian genocide, didn't happen exactly the way we say it did, huh?
6 million Jews who were murdered. As co-founder of the Senate's bipartisan task force for combating anti-Semitism, my mission has been to confront this head on.
Of course it has.
Alongside my colleague, Senator James Lankford, we brought senators from both sides of the aisle together to address this growing crisis. With dedicated leadership in place at the State Department, we can put a stop to these disturbing trends.
Yeah, like Blinken?
I'm honored to introduce to you today an exceptionally qualified nominee to serve as special envoy and take on global anti-Semitism head on.
Global.
No matter where it rears its ugly head. And while Senator Lankford couldn't be with us in person today, he submitted a statement for the record in strong support of Dr. Lipstadt's swift confirmation. Because we both recognize the urgent need for American leadership in combating global anti-Semitism.
You know, so anyway, there's more there, but still, isn't it fascinating that, you know, again, that these things happen when they actually have some, you know, again, it's you guys know this now. Don't spurg out. I'm just saying, look, unless every single Russian video in Ukraine is fake, it's clear that they have Nazi regalia, National Socialist memorabilia and things like that in some of the Azov camps and stuff, like part of an actual military, you know, the embedded into the military of a country and things like that. Then they look the other way, right? Isn't it? I mean, it's incredible, it's when you think about it.
Yeah.
Actually, when they actually have something, while, of course, they're looking under every nook and cranny in the West. There, if someone uses the wrong words, it's a hate crime, and that means statistically that's rise in anti-Semitism in events and things like this, right? But here's what a little short clip here just from Lipstadt herself regarding, I guess it was also before she actually was nominated from the confirmation hearing. Look at this here. Some good music here too for you.
Baruch atah Adonai, matir asurim. This blessing was recited by Jews worldwide when we heard of the escape from the Colleyville synagogue of the resourceful and brave captives. Confirmed, I shall fight anti-Semitism worldwide without fear or favor, and with that one goal emblazoned before me, to make a difference.
All right. global. Anyway, you know, they're like Nordic resistance.
Anti-Semitism fatigue
has to be, has to be targeted and marked as a terrorist group internationally. And if Sweden doesn't ban that group, then we go after them with sanctions or whatever it is, right? And of course, so meanwhile, while these things are happening, we have the re-jailing of Ursula Haverbeck.
This
in,
is crazy.
Germany again.
I didn't even know that. And it's funny how this like hardly makes the news. It's a little blurb. I mean, what is she? How old is she?
95.
Okay. 93. Didn't she just come out several months ago? And now she's
not long ago.
And then she's going back in
for thoughts, for words, for opinions. Basically, that's what it is. So jailed again. 93.
This is insane.
This is clearly priority. This is the number one issues that we're experiencing in the West and in Germany in this case, or
harassing
America
old grannies.
Now. Yeah, with the inflation, with the rising food prices, with shortages, with supply chain issues, with blatant anti-white hatred. This is clearly like number one on the issue. And in fact, it gets worse. This guy, I guess they call him Mr. Bond. I'm not too familiar with him. Philip Hassler. He's a Austrian. I think he's Austrian, right? Austrian, basic musician, right? He's rapping.
Not a painter.
I don't think so. I'm not sure. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison on charges of copyright infringement. I think he used like other songs or something like that. And quote, promoting Nazi ideology. Again, it wasn't hurting anybody. It's words. It's
making
music,
an example.
And the little that I have heard of it, I think some of it was kind of like obvious, like making fun of it and joking about it and stuff like that, right? Austrian-born far-right musician, political prisoner of Zog, it says on the website, freemrbond.com. You can check out more there.
I have to go listen to something. 10 years. 10 years. I mean, people that rape 93-year-old grandmothers aren't going to prison as long as these people are. It's crazy.
Yeah, you have the George Soros attorney general's position right in the right places. Even pedophiles or people that are like grooming kids and stuff. Oh, it's fine. Don't worry about that. But this guy's words, though. This guy raped kids. I mean, think about it, right? Who would you rather want to live next to? A racist or a rapist? Assume that you have young children. Would you rather live next to a racist or a rapist? Like, what is worse, right? I mean...
Oh, liberals will tell you they'd rather live next to a rapist.
Oh, of course. No, exactly, right.
In theory. Yeah. In reality,
I guess I could say a so-called racist.
Yeah, because these so-called racists are actually the best neighbors. They actually increase the value of the neighborhood, and they make it clean and nice and safe and a good place to raise your kids.
Fascists do that, right? They clean things up just so they can hurt you later. So here's a very offensive clip here. Unfortunately, a very... misguided black gentleman here who's coming down on things. And yes, I did have to blur about some of the more offensive words because you never know, maybe Twitter, we do go out there and DLive or something like that. We still have that on the back end rolling as well. There's some people watching over there.
It's
still
highly offensive. Be prepared. I
don't know, right? It's his words, but you never know about these things. So if you want to watch the actual uncensored clip, you can go to our Telegram. I upload it there. But very misguided black gentleman here talking about all kinds of offensive things, really. Really intolerant.
Talking about the Rothschilds?
not by name, but kind of in terms of group belonging. Yes. Listen to this. Crazy man.
The fact that Jews think they got that much damn gravitas to where I need to be reprogrammed and sit down with one of they motherfucking rabbis, fuck you and your rabbi. I gotta sit down and have this nigga I've never met program me bullshit. I don't know you. And then we sit down like kids listening to this motherfucking lox and bagel eating ass nigga tell us about his religion. And I'm supposed to just, you're right. It's a boss, I'm sorry, boss. Sorry, I said something, boss. I didn't really say anything, but I got too close. Sorry, boss. You want to talk about white people? Jews want to talk about what white people can do. White people don't have your black ass sitting down begging. Y'all don't hear me? When's the last time a white person had your black ass somewhere begging and asking for forgiveness? When the last time your ass had to learn something about Christopher Columbus? Had to learn something about Queen Elizabeth? When the last time your black ass had to learn something about Andrew Jackson? When the last time your black ass had to be forced to sit down by some white man to listen about his ass and his damn Christianity and his damn Catholicism? When the last time a white man was able to punk your black ass like that? Because you said something about them? Because you called them a animal, because you called them the devil, because you called them anything. You want to sit up there and have Jews tell you about how bad black people, white people are, but they the ones that got your ass crying and begging and shit. Who's your real master, black folks? Who your real master? You got Jews telling you how bad whites are, but whites don't have as much power as Jews. Have you noticed they get mad when you make jokes about Jews being good with money? Why are they upset about being good with money? That makes no fucking sense. Until you look at the context of it, that a lot of countries, they were kicked out because of how they handled money. What is the greatest trick that the devil played on man that he didn't exist? He's not real. And the Jewish supremacy, they make sure they hide it in plain sight.
I mean, what a horrible thing to say. Highly offensive. I can't believe what they're teaching to some of these black gentlemen out
there. Man, he's gone a lot farther than last time.
He's definitely woke here, it looks like. All right. Anyway, so that's kind of funny.
I sense banning and blacklisting incoming soon. Well, I mean, he can get away with some because we'll see.
I think he mentioned something about that. I love how the full clip, he was... He was pitching his Cash App in between this. It was great. All right.
Gotta hustle. Yo.
You're not gonna hear this anywhere else.
And he's defending white people there too. It's like
No, of course. No, it's
a good thing. The distinction between the two there, by the way.
Yeah, completely disavowed.
Okay, so for years Okay, yes, whiteness is awesome, first off. For years, I've been saying this in my videos, that when they say whiteness, they don't mean a social construct, right? They actually mean white people. But when they attack us, it's not the social construct that they're attacking. It's flesh and blood, us. You can't separate whiteness from white people without killing us, right? For years, they denied it, but not anymore. Anyway, I love when these digital leaflets come out to edumacate us on what whiteness is, which is usually all the best traits. They should put the two and two together, but they don't. So let's check it out. Aspects and assumptions of whiteness, white dominant culture of whiteness, refers to the ways white people and their traditions, attitudes, and ways of life have been normalized over time and now considered standard practices. Color Plus Nation, the majority or the plurality prefers to be the majority. What people don't. Seeks a plurality when in the minority. Okay, who doesn't? Prefers white unity over white disunity. Of course we want to be unified with our people. Who doesn't? Health, this is hilarious, views nutrition, fitness as beneficial for the body and the brain. Oy vey, oh my God, this is disgusting white supremacy. Oh man, how dare this be spread into the culture? And like, don't other countries think this too? Don't other races think this too? Yes. Men are idealized as tall, smart, and strong. Yeah, what's wrong with that? And women are free, but idealized as youthful and supportive. Again, what's wrong with that? Education emphasizes reading and writing and math from a young age. This is hilarious. Uses the scientific method. adventure and producing things. This is hilarious. Finances balances hard work with smart work. Oh my God, this is just terrible. Earned income mostly invests safely, sometimes risky. And then art participates in all mediums from literature to music. Reading includes fiction and nonfiction and enjoyment of rhythm and dancing. I thought this was a troll when I first saw it, but this is actually real. And going around like you're... Oh my God, it's just hilarious. I love when these come out though. Please keep it coming because it just exposes just how ridiculous it is.
You know, it reminded me of the other one there that came out from the National African American Museum.
Oh yeah,
in Washington D.C.
Like there was being on time and self-reliant and all
that. Yeah, there was a cat behind that, right? Wasn't there? I forget what the pamphlet was called, but very similar in kind of in you know approach. You guys might remember it. Maybe I should have brought it in here to show the image, but. I was just reminded of that too, but it's a weird connection. But the guy who designed that museum in DC, I don't know if you guys seen it. It kind of looks like a Borg, one of those cubes that like landed. Let me see if I can find an image real quick. What is African Museum, right?
Washington, I remember that one. It was completely ridiculous.
And are there any images of this here? Yeah, this. I just think it looks weird and horrible and like
we saw it when it was being constructed.
Upside down pyramid, jagged upside down pyramid. Frankly, it looks even more Borg-esque when you're close to it. Maybe the image photo doesn't quite do that justice. But it was funny because the same designer, and I forget what his name now, who's designing. You know, let's go back.
Holocaust Museum.
No. Maybe
it was the same designer.
Okay. Sure, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe it is. But the going back to the World Government Conference 2022 was held in Dubai. There's a lot of these very wealthy Arab countries, specifically like the United Arab Emirates and stuff, right? Dubai, Abu Dhabi, all these places. They are building these three cubes. Remember that of the Abrahamic family house? Did you remember that? Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, you showed that to me. I think it was the last Weekend Warrior.
Yeah, I put some stuff in there, but check out that show. A little bit more on that. It was kind of interesting, but it looks kind of the same way. It's just weird how all these, like, they look like some weird... Here's one image of that. Sorry, guys. This is kind of a little bit on the fly here. I didn't intend to do this. But yeah, Abrahamic family house. This is the syncretic new kind of a new age religion, but they're forming it around the Abrahamic faiths, right? And look at those three cubes. One is a mosque, one is a synagogue, and then one is a church. So they're doing these three cubes down there, and it's the same designer as the African American History and Culture Museum in Washington D.C. So there you go. Train of thought. That's what you call that.
It's hideous.
It is. Watch out for that new age religion. I'm saying new age, but it will be like Abrahamically based, I think. To be honest, they can't disconnect from that. They have to run with that. That's what it's going to be. And it's going to be the syncretism. It's all the same. Don't worry about it kind of thing. Judaism, Noahide law.
Messiah shows up. Sharia, that's a Messiah for all Abrahamic religions, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Cool. Do you want to move on in order?
Sure. Yeah, there was a Texas elementary school.
Yep.
That's been under fire. A Shitlib activist teacher, this was in occupied Austin, Texas, pushed this LGBTQP week on kids in her class to educate them, right? And the kids in her class, they haven't even hit puberty yet. They're very young. After the week was over, she said 66% of them, which is like two-thirds of this class of 32 kids, told her that they were gay or trans and had come out. Uh-huh. I'm sure she wanted that number to be even higher, by the way, guys. But this is just ridiculous and proves our point. You're grooming children into becoming sexual deviants. You confuse them. You manipulate them. You make them feel it's cooler and more special. And at the end of this re-education, little kids will say anything, but it's not real. It's not real. The school also put on this LGBTQ pride parade, but they called it a wellness walk. Wellness, which refers to health and fitness. So they're telling kids that being gay or trans is like eating organic food and exercising. It's just good wellness. But this name wasn't good enough for this activist teacher who is pushing this crap because she prefers the bold and the queer in your face degeneracy of the classic pride parade, which is really appropriate, you know, for kids who haven't even hit puberty yet.
Of course.
But even from a psychological perspective, little kids, they just shouldn't be learning about sex, especially deviant sex. It's grooming. They should be playing, being creative, exploring nature outside, and not seeing pictures of anal sex and girls cutting their boobs off.
Hey, a little reminder here about what's really going on.
I am gay. Are you gay? And if not, would you like to try to be gay?
The gender binary is a racist cultural construction created by white scientists in the 19th century.
My gender is... And my pronouns are...
We'll convert your children.
Do you like homosexuals? Do you like lesbians?
We are grooming the new generation.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Let's be super gay friends.
Well,
I know, you played that in my last
If you haven't seen it yet, I want you to see what actually is happening how they're openly about the grooming issues now. They're beginning to push back against it, but like, there's no denying it. It's all about grooming kids.
Be gay and shut up about it? No, they have to do all these TikTok videos, and now we're coming for your kids, you know. Haha, we're just joking, but not really. We're actually doing it.
You can't procreate, you got indoctrinated.
Anyway, speaking of these kids that were in this classroom, and two-thirds of them after this re-education week thought that they were gay or trans, they're also looking at stuff like this on TikTok now. This is what they become.
Yeah, in joy.
I'm boy and I'm girl. I'm not girl, I'm not boy. I cut both my boobs off, baby.
This is sickness. We're celebrating this. Usually when this happens to a woman, she's had cancer and it's like they don't want to show that. It's a traumatic thing. And then here this girl is rejoicing for this kind of stuff, just rejoicing that she maimed her body. I mean, that is sick. It's a sickness. Absolutely sick.
Sadism. There's a trend, right? They're breaking legs. I remember seeing one. It was a while ago. One of those furries, whatever you call them, like they're dressing up. They think they're an animal or whatever. That put his hands in like a bucket of dry ice. I think it was. And so he lost his hands, and then he wanted to do like put paws on there or something like that, like body maim positive or whatever you want to call it, right? That's what it is. But keep in mind, TikTok, I mean, it's directly is a psyop, right? And there's some people who've been talking about this. Actually, the difference of what TikTok pushes in its origin country, China, versus what it's pushing in the West.
TikTok thing was a big deal because it was a social media platform we didn't create. So it's like, oh shit, we don't want some other country's tech influencing us. Because apparently, like, in China, the way that the algorithm works, it doesn't reward people doing stupid dances and, like, playing with their dog. The algorithm is rewarding things that they want to see their youth do. So people doing cool engineering shit,
people doing cool science shit.
Oh, but if you're China and you wanted to disrupt another country, wouldn't you reward the dumbest possible shit on that app?
Twerking,
people doing stupid dances. You want the next level of youth to go, I can be famous doing something that's truly worthless to society.
Yeah, it's very subversive. Yeah. Very subversive.
Yeah, of course.
And on that note, damn it, we missed a trans day of visibility, Henrik. We missed it, but
it's a damn shame.
Here's a choice.
But we're making up for it. So
clip
don't worry.
From the U.S. Air Force. In case you missed the trans one, it's the one on the right, just in case, just to make them visible.
Are you sure about that?
In case
that?
You can't see them standing out.
I'd make an argument for both. But, I mean, look, this is essential for the American Defense Forces readiness, right?
Hi, everyone. It's The Under. I want to wish you a happy Women's History Month. I want to introduce Lieutenant Colonel Bree Fram, who I'm pleased to be joined with this afternoon. Lieutenant Colonel Fram is currently serving as an astronautical engineer here at the Pentagon, working space acquisition policies.
I mean, a lot of times women in the Air Force are
Bree is also
manly,
the, one of the highest-ranking transgender service members in the
whole
military,
other level
and is the highest-ranking transgender service member in the Department of the Air Force. So thank you so
in
much
man.
For joining us. You've been instrumental.
Highest-ranking woman who's a man.
And that, didn't you say highest-ranking transgender person, though, right? Didn't
thank you so much for joining us. You've been instrumental, as mentioned, in the stand-up of the Space Force.
No, I know it is.
And now you're working to develop these policies and processes that are really going to help the new Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Space Acquisition and Integration get things moving. So how is that going?
It's going really well. It's an amazing opportunity to be part of something where we can help set the process that allows us to remain ahead of our adversary in space.
They're making fools of us at this
point. Fast and accurate decisions so that there is never a day without space that our joint force depends on so badly.
Guys dressing like girls and pretending no one notices.
The joke became real. The meme is real.
Really what integrated insurance means and what it looks like.
I'm taking it like very serious. This is very serious discussion here.
Essential to the readiness of the Space Force Department of Defense.
Well, if they're going to be deploying dildos, you know, bringing in a tranny, transsexual gay rights or whatever.
I mean, this will be great when they're finally when these globalists finally pit us in a war, right, between Eurasian faction, China, Russia, India, you know, Iran, whatever. Maybe even the BRICS countries, right? The Brazil is part of that. They're doing good now. They're forming a new world order of their own, and they'll clash with our new world order, and then you'll get a super, super gay new world order out the end of that. But all right. What else happened?
Fox
News.
Take
a couple
I'll do this real quick. Okay. I'm going to take some. News announced they hired Caitlyn, a.k.a. Bruce Jenner. And look at Cuck Hannity smiling, so happy. He's sticking it to the left. We got Caitlyn on our side now, feeling the power. Conservatives conserving liberalism. So good old Bruce is an inspiration and a hero for faux news. Mm-hmm. So is staff going to get in trouble if they misgender? What about that? Well, I guess it's okay as long as they support limited government and legal immigration. It's all good. And if you don't like it, Fox News will call you a transphobe and feel so proud because they can stick it to the left. What, you transphobic? You don't like our Caitlyn Jenner on Fox News?
Yeah,
this
is how we're. This is how the conservatives win. It's basically by adopting everything that the left have been trying to shove down their throats for a few decades.
Oh my God! It's so annoying.
This is how you win the battle but lose the war. You stupid rhino trash. Was one comment.
Yeah, good stuff.
Amazing and fantastic. Well, I mean, keep in mind too. I mean, obviously, like you'll get this with these. with these outlets, right? Just remember the vaccine thing, right? Federal government paid hundreds of media companies to advertise the COVID-19 vaccines, while those same outlets provided positive coverage of the vaccine. And of course, Fox News and Newsmax are supposed to be some kind of conservative options or like some counterpoints to all the liberal media out there, whatever. It's like, this is what they do. The tranny stuff, the vaccines, there's no difference. It's just it's all the same thing. It's all just the same wings of the same, double-headed animal, basically. Okay, what else do we have here?
Should I catch up, or should we start talking about weed, man?
We can talk about that later. Go ahead.
Weed? Okay.
We can do that one first.
I'm from Oregon. I can talk about weed. I know. Jeez. Where were we? JP, sorry guys, got to back it up. So with Deborah Lipstadt being confirmed in a position with the Biden admin, doesn't that make the overrepresentation in the White House like 6 million percent now?
Something like that. I forget, what was it? I had a graphic, I've showed it a couple of times, of the Biden, the cabinet, I guess, technically, but the whole, I mean, there's a deep problem there that they have with diversity, I'd say, because it's just way overrepresented from one specific ethnic group.
Black Phillip says, hello, Henrik and Lana. Just wanted to say the Rumble mirror is very solid. I know it's owned by the Mercers or for Normicons, but the mobile tech is much better than Odyssey. I work late and Odyssey has had issues buffering on mobile. I had no idea Rumble had live streams until Henrik pointed it out.
Okay, cool. They went public. They had an IPO with some other sub company recently. It's probably another, false alternative platform, but we'll see. I mean, we'll use it.
It's working for now.
I think Odyssey is improving, though. They have had some issues back and forth, but considering how young they are, they're actually doing pretty well. So give it a little bit more time, and it'll probably be a pretty good option, to be honest.
And JP says, Tommy Sotomayor has far exceeded Louis Farrakhan in the base black department. He even punched a black woman who started chimping out and getting in his face on a live stream. Oh, really?
Thank you, Jay. I saw it in chat earlier. Someone like, who was that? The based black guy we play there. Tommy Sotomayor.
Yeah, I remember him from several years ago.
It can be fun to try to get him on. I'm not sure.
I was in touch.
He's super anti-white.
I was in touch with him, I remember, a few years ago, and then I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly he's not. I think he sees some stuff.
Yeah, I think he can see who's pulling the strings on this anti-white crap.
Yeah.
Dennis Frazier, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis. Very kind of
you. Deviate from the list of whiteness traits and you are left with people you would not want as neighbors. Many other people have many of these traits, all for the better. Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. Yep, absolutely. It's crazy.
Even if you read all these whiteness lists that come out, even if some of that was a troll or whatever, like, it's so hard to tell the difference anymore because there are all these traits. I pulled up the one, where was it, from the Some Aspects and Assumptions of White Culture in the U.S. Rugged individualism, justice, communication, a work ethic, an emphasis on scientific method. These are things. Planning for the future. I mean, these are literal things that they have attacked. Literal things that they have attacked as being bad things in white culture. Aesthetics and our religion, like absolutely everything.
It's basically anything that makes you independent, essentially, right?
And whole and healthy and happy and beautiful.
Yeah. Again, fulfilling human nature, such as most humans, maybe there are exceptions. I can just speak for myself, but like, and the people around me that I know, that's like most, I mean, definitely men, but I mean, this is true for women too. Like, they want to work hard and achieve something, and it makes them feel better. You know what I mean? Like, I've done something. Like, I did this, with my hands or whatever. Yeah. And as I said, doing things which is basically makes you more, you'll survive, essentially, right? You'll do things which causes you not to be dependent on other systems. If they're going to push their gay op great reset with UBIs and social credit score, they can't have people running around on farms out there.
And smart and self-reliant.
If you can associate dependency on whether it's a government or some kind of new
soy patty,
new world order structure, whatever it is, the UBI system, whatever. If you can associate that with being bad, racist, white supremacy, chances are you get a whole lot of white people more likely to go along with that, right? And give up on some of those things just for the sake of being a good person, right?
Yeah.
I mean, oh well.
Stop being competitive but, and taking care of yourself, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Odin's Raven says the colleges are training future teachers to groom our children from preschool up. The system is sick. That's right. That's why you can't let them have your kids.
It is absolutely sick. This is what they have, grooming. That's all they have. That's what it always comes down to. It's always like something with they got to get to the kids, you know. All right. So, yeah, the pot story, right?
On to the weed. So the U.S. House of Representatives, they just passed a bill that would legalize marijuana nationwide, abolishing penalties for those who manufacture, distribute, or possess. It's going to need to pass Senate before heading to good old Joe Biden for a signature. Yeah. I get it. Okay. It's a plant. And it's dumb that people go to expensive prisons for it. But I don't think they're doing any of this out of the goodwill of their heart. For one, they want more tax money to fund their wars and a great reset. But we also know there's a lot of cannabis these days that isn't the old mellow organic stuff, but it's chronic GMO varieties that negatively impact fertility. Yes, sperm. It makes sperm swim in circles. I have a couple articles. There were some studies. Previous studies also showed that marijuana can affect, it actually cuts the sperm count and also suppresses ovulation in women. So people that are smoking more regularly have trouble getting pregnant. This is major, right? This fits perfectly with this depopulation agenda that's specifically targeting the West right now. And smoking, a lot of it also gets you to, surprise, surprise, lose your motivation and just be mellow and not care. You enjoy the Cheech and Chong movie, you know, the bread and circus. Dumb things become really funny. I grew up in Oregon. I saw so many potheads and these like trust fund baby snowboarders that were, you know, dealing and smoking it and just so annoying. And a lot of them, they claim it's medicinal. And in small amounts, it can be. And like, CBD oil, those things are good. But I find it way overrated. And I'm always suspicious when the government is moving to legalize these things. Well, Republicans say, well, now it's good because then the government will have more time and resources to target things like illegals. Yeah, not going to happen. Yeah, right. Now they're going to have more time and money to go after things like thought criminals, right? I don't know.
How much money are they expecting this to give them?
Probably a lot. They haven't said a number, but I'm sure it'll be
doing this then?
Big. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that smoke weed in America.
Yeah.
Tons of people.
And then it's, you know, again, it's like, you know, they're doing it for all the wrong reasons.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, the fertility connection is huge. Yeah, and then the GMO stuff, they're
Soma,
taxing it. Yeah.
Huxley called it Soma. Somehow you become passive and keep them drugged with drugs and video games, right? This is actually one of the first things Harari mentions in the clip I played Wednesday, isn't it? Let me see if maybe it's not that one.
But yes, I understand it's a plant. It's a plant, and I think it's ridiculous that people spend, you know, all this time in prison for it. And I understand that there's good uses, but I'm still very skeptical because I also know there's a lot of people that will just chronically use it.
Yeah.
Once they get it, just like Washington, right? It's illegal, and you see the dispensaries in Oregon and Washington, like literally everywhere.
And look how
it spiraled. Now it's like it went from pot to like heroin.
Like syringes.
They're literally shooting up heroin on the streets. Yeah. Now in Washington and Oregon. So that happened. And now they're also giving away, you know, some free drugs. And I understand like some people need to taper down and stuff like that. But this is people that are just like coming every day and then just not tapering down ever. They're just getting their fix, you know.
This whole, you know, drug culture will fit perfectly into the pod living of like Ready Player One and the VR headset lifestyle that's coming down the pipe here, right? This is Noah Harari, right, the advisor to Klaus Schwab. Listen to what he says here about this. Regarding the numbers of people, right, so fertility, sperm, and then what do we do with them? Because they're all useless, right?
And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
And we call this the metaverse.
Right, there you go. That's what it's all about right there. Keep them happy with drugs and computer games. Yeah, they surely want you to make your mark. You know, I was here. I made shit. You know, I did things. I had an impact. I affected things. No, it's just laying the... Since we just outright can't kill you right now, just lay in this box here and just rot away.
Eat the
and
soy put your protein, headset on. Smoke and, your weed. Yeah. Yeah, put on the VR.
Why do we need so many humans full?
You don't need children. In fact, you don't even need to procreate. It's better to just go gay or just cut off your balls and your boobs altogether. So then you just can't do it at all. You don't want to do it at all.
The metaverse will be very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. More important things here, of course. This is central, you know, to the most important things and issues to tackle right now. Biden signs an anti-lynching bill, and then of course ignores the. And we didn't actually talk about this case yet. Lynching of New Orleans grandma Linda Fricke just last week. Did you hear about this? She lost her her arm. It was four young black women, I believe, girls, whatever you want to tell, like late teens or something. Took her car. She must have been in it, and somehow, you know, they drive. She gets stuck in the passenger door with her arm. Somehow, she's naked. I guess by the time that like everything is said and done as well, she's lying on the pavement or like on the street, naked without her arm, screaming.
Oh my God.
While they are just, you know, and I think there wasn't much coverage about this. They were like, I'm not sure if there was some, I forget what it was about the case, if they had dropped some charges or it was like,
yeah,
not that
I mean,
bad,
they literally ripped something. Her arm off. I mean, that's like something that animals do.
Yeah.
Like, vicious. I mean, a gorilla would do that.
Carjacked. Yeah. Fricke was caught on film being carjacked, maced, beat, and then dragged to her death by four black teens in a vicious lynching, which shocked the nation. I didn't see that much coverage of this in the mainstream media for obvious reasons, right? You get to sign an anti, because it's not illegal to
kill
to
people
lynch,
and
to
hang people. Them to death. And by the way, more white people, as we know in the record, were lynched than black people in the South.
Yeah, I think them,
during the Reconstruction
Italians.
Era, there was a lot of white people that were tortured and killed. So it's bogus that it's just a black thing.
Yep. Priorities. That's what it's all about, folks. Priorities. Here's more priorities.
Real quick. Odin's Raven says, of course they want us all stoned. Did the same shit in the 60s and 70s. Makes for complacency and infertility. Yep. That's what I feel their agenda is.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Biden's 2023 budget mentions equity more than 100 times. And check this out. It dedicates $7.5 billion to land the first woman and person of color on the moon.
How many white guys are going to have to help make that possible, by the way?
Hidden figures.
Yeah, exactly. The white hidden figures. Yeah.
President Joe Biden's budget allocates billions of dollars towards advancing equity in dozens of government agencies, even as his administration. This is basically just distractions, right? As the ship is going down, as you see this just, intentional collapse of the whole thing just coming apart. I mean, in a way, it needs to be stopped and it needs to be talked about. But all the LGBT stuff, the grooming stuff, the tranny stuff, the equity things, and all, it's basically just distractions while they're dismantling our civilization behind our backs, in a way, you could say. Again, they're important. They need to be fought back. Obviously, specifically the grooming things
and
of the kids.
And each part
and stuff.
Of it is dismantling.
No, I know. But it's like, you know, they're... I mean, if they get their way here, they'll ensure that millions of people are going to starve to death here in maybe the next, six to 12 months, maybe. I don't know. I mean, hopefully it doesn't happen, find some other way or whatever, but that's what they want, right? So the most important thing there is, of course, is to, anti-racism training and equity and all these things. And I think this bill was like, what was it, $1.5 trillion? What was the total budget of this thing, like this beast, right? And then they have to land. NASA received a $2.7 billion boost funding.
And what are they even doing anymore?
I don't know. Of agency's entire budget, $150 million of it goes to targeting engagement of underserved populations, including underserved students and people of color. And $7.5 billion is devoted to the Artemis lunar exploration mission, which would, quote, land the first woman and person of color on the moon. So that's the aspiration
of
the West.
Right? If I read that right, $150 million is going to go to try and entice non-whites and blacks in particular to get on board with it, like to be interested in space and NASA and come on board. Yeah, that's basically going to be advertising down the toilet.
Mm. Right? Yeah, it's money well spent. It's like those 14 billions to Ukraine, right? To just while Americans can't eat and feed their home, heat their homes and feed their kids or whatever, the gas prices going up, right? It's crazy. And so at the same time, of course, you have COVID restrictions coming back in certain countries, specifically in China, in Shanghai. They've had a bunch of weird robots walking around policing everybody, right? Here's a robot dog. Check this one out. In Jiaxing, telling citizens to do their mandatory PCR test and that the responsibility is to fight the epidemic by keeping their COVID QR passport codes green. Sorry about that. God damn it. That was... And here's another one. He's a drone flying around. The same message, basically. This is flying around Shanghai telling people, do not leave your home. Fight the epidemic, right? And there was another one, too. I'm still not sure this is real, but check this footage out here. Is that fake or is that real? I can't tell. It feels like it's moving a little bit too fast, but I wouldn't be surprised if it is real. No, that's probably real, to be honest. That is probably real.
A little animal.
Yep. So there's the little cobot, the little COVID bots. Yeah, the cobot, the COVID robot police. They're gonna check in on us and make sure that we obey and do the right things, right? And of course, right. So as it's coming back, Fauci recently talked about there's a new sub strain allegedly, supposedly, whatever of the Omicron thing of the coronavirus. That's coming back. You're seeing massive lockdowns and things in Chinese cities, but they're busing people to these camps and stuff. Europe is going into new lockdowns. They're also lifting restrictions again, giving you that little summer spring leeway before it comes back in with force here in about I'd say give it a month. I'd say 30
a
days.
A month already?
Give it 30 days and then you'll see the measures coming back, right? But that's of course not stopping the Biden regime from lifting the border exclusion policy that they had in place, which prevented migrants from entering in. They had a specific thing in place. Let me read his. It was says, the United States announced Friday it was lifting a public health order imposed because of the COVID-19 pandemic that required the immediate expulsion of migrants arriving at the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas said the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's so-called Title 42 public health order would be lifted next month, so May 23rd.
All of this is kind of ridiculous, though, because they were coming all this time, but now they're really going to be coming, right? We just weren't focusing on the border as much, but they were still coming in. Yeah. I remember that was a thing, even during lockdown and these forced vaccinations, when people were like, but look at all these people just coming into the borders, and nothing was happening.
No, of
so
course.
They and still have been coming in, but now it's just going to basically be a flood.
Yes. Migrant caravan en route to U.S. border after Biden announced end to Title 42 restrictions, of course, right? So this is they always know, is like we expect, millions. And it's record-breaking, by the way, the number of crossings the border. It's record-breaking between the U.S. and the Mexico border right
just
now.
Just ridiculous.
Again, while you're distracted, right, with all the Ukraine stuff, Ukraine-Russia stuff, the pandemic, all those kinds of things, right?
There are plenty of nice areas in Mexico. There's a lot of land. There's a lot of resources. What are they really coming for? They could settle in so many places in Mexico and still have a good life. I mean, I know people who live in Mexico, for crying out loud. Like, it's not that bad. What are they coming for? The Gibbs, clearly. They're going to come for handouts and
jobs,
welfare.
Handouts,
it's obvious.
Replacement, take your pick. I mean, they're coming for all of it.
But the word spreads, so someone lets them know, right? So they check the news, and Biden's going to let you in if you come in,
Yeah. So I guess they've been camping out the specific caravan, or what do you call it again? What's the term? Caravan, I guess. Margaret's camped out at Tapachula, Mexico, Guatemala border, answered Biden's invitation to the U.S. border. The migrants in this area this week announced that they will be leaving the refugee camp on Friday. So today, congratulations, America, heading to the U.S. border. Now that
refugees
Joe Biden has announced
what?
That he's ending Title 42, right? Oh,
refugees
there's some videos here, too.
From what?
próxima llamada al Instituto Nacional de Migración, a la Secretaría de Gobernación, al Estado Mexicano. México,
Americano.
Atiende a los migrantes. México, atiende a los migrantes. Es la única petición que te estamos haciendo, Estado Mexicano. A los tapachultecos, a los chiapanecos, les demos un aplauso por habernos soportado acá.
Good stuff.
It's just so annoying. It never ends. And this is what we said. It will never end. It will just keep coming like a flood. Well, then they'll come in and then they'll get programmed to say all this anti-white bullshit and talk about how we oppress them and all this.
Yes, it's funny when, you know, when, yeah, when things really start going bad, like in the U.S. and stuff. No, let me say it like this, actually. When the consequences really hit in many of the third world countries as well, because the rising food prices. Again, this is not an accident. It's not Putin's price hike. This is by design. This is what they want, because they want you to starve, and they want conflict. They want war and misery so that they can build a new utopia, whatever. But yeah, the point is, you know, there are people that are living on, like, they're paying, like, what, half of the salaries that they do have, the little money that they have, they pay for, food prices.
So if and you have rent has gone crazy high in so many states.
Yeah, I'm talking 20%. About the third world now, so I'm not sure what the living conditions are, but that's, of course, that's highly possible as well. My point is just over the food issue, right? So that when all of a sudden there's a 50% increase in food prices for them, that is all their money, and that's it. Eventually, they can't feed themselves. Well, what do you think is going to happen? There's going to be hundreds of millions of people flooding to the West, and they'll be programmed with all this anti-white craziness, and there'll be essentially a virtual army against Europeans, right? That's the plan. That's the plan. So why make it hard when you can make it more difficult for illegals to come in? Biden admin in talks to provide smartphone app to illegal migrants so that they can pre-register before entering the U.S. illegally.
There's
a video here. We're going to take a look at that.
But then again, what if it was a bunch of white people? You know, would they allow this? No. Even if they lied and said they were Ukrainian. It's funny how we don't have to worry about that, huh? All these white people smuggling in and posing as Ukrainian refugees.
Well, there are Ukrainian refugees. We'll look at that in a moment here. The U.S. is bracing for a record flood of illegal aliens when Joe Biden lifts President Trump's Title 42 Border Protection Act or order. The border officials are looking at 350,000 to half a million illegals the first month after Joe Biden lifts Title 42.
God, it's pure insanity. Who's going to be left in Mexico? It's going to be a great place to be.
What's the population?
After they empty out all these people.
80 million? 60 million?
I don't know. I have to look. Current population.
According to Fox News reporter Hillary Vaughn, I guess we could take a look at the video here too, but the Biden regime is moving doctors from the Veterans Department to help at the border when the agents are consumed with a half a million illegals ready to storm the open border. The Border Patrol agents are speaking out against this insanity, leftist insanity, the Gateway Pundit says. Saying veterans can't get medical attention, but we're going to give free medical attention to illegal migrants. Here's the video. Let's check this out here.
On Capitol Hill with more. Hillary.
Good evening, Liz. Well, a source who works in CBP, who's been in law enforcement for over 20 years, tells me that they are preparing for double the number of migrants that came in 2021 in the year after Title 42 lifts. In the first 6 weeks, DHS is bracing for at least half a million people at the border. The source telling me this, quote, if half a million people come in 1 month, that's an emergency. There is no way we have enough federal agents and NGOs and NGAs. There's not enough people going around. It's literally going to be a revolving door, getting people in and getting people out. The Biden administration promising vaccines for migrants is causing another headache for the administration. There isn't enough existing medical staff to
Well, that's changed then. That's interesting. Okay, well.
Roll out doses to thousands of migrants a day. This CBP source telling me they are considering pulling medical personnel from the VA, an idea that is not sitting well with some at the CBP. My source telling me this, quote,
let me see if they have, let me just go forward a bit here. Let me see if they have anything about the mobile. They mentioned that. Yeah, that guy was pretty good.
So take away staff from the veterans to go help these people.
Of course, yeah.
The population of Mexico is 131,000.
What
about 131,350,000.
For a while, I was going to say, isn't it over 100 million?
And yeah, it's just been going up.
Well, half a million of that That's a fart in space.
Yeah,
nothing.
Exactly. I mean, that's getting the finest.
Wait, okay, so
getting
here,
the farts of
Mexico. Here's Carrie. I'm just trying to find the part about the app there.
Conservative thinker said Mexicans love blonde women. Yeah.
Where is the part about the app? Right. All right. Anyway, we'll sort that out. I wanted to see more about the pre. It's probably the guy in the clip talking about it. But anyway, so here's that clip with John Kerry. Listen to this here.
We're already seeing climate refugees around the world.
Oh, that's what they are now?
If you think migration has been a problem in Europe from the Syrian war, or even from what we see now, wait till you see 100 million people for whom the entire food production capacity has collapsed. We're already seeing climate...
100 million.
100 million. Where are they going to go?
White countries.
Yeah.
Western countries. Yeah. Of course. No doubt about that, right? Did you have another one there?
Yeah, I do. Conservative thinker, have you looked into Rockfin? Yes, just yesterday I was looking, and we started an account. So we'll look into that some more.
We're close.
I missed one from Black Phillip. I do not condone this at all, but lynching was an extrajudicial measure. Almost all of them were criminals, and Lana's right, many were white. Cattle rustling was a big offense by whites, punishable by death. And let's never forget Leo Frank. Yes, that's right. The pedophile.
Yep.
I remember him. The origin point of the ADL.
What's the first name? Laura Fagan? What was the first name?
Oh, yeah. Geez. I forget.
Chap, maybe get wrong.
The girl that was murdered. Yes.
here is the Ukrainian refugees.
Well, he's got
right
blonde
here.
Hair, so you know.
The German edition of BZ Berlin published an article about how a German foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, visited Ukrainian refugees. And then I love this line. In the photo, the minister's visit to Ukrainian refugees.
Oh, my God.
And then, of course, she said this, too, just to pick up that thing from John Kerry there, because they're all coordinating this, of course, on a global level, right? This is like this is kind of like an insane, I think she's a Green Party member, judging from the backdrop right there, Annalena Baerbock. I could be wrong on that, but anyway. There will be thousands of flights. 8 to 10 million refugees will come. And we will take them all in.
Oh, how many are you taking in your house, lady?
So this is helping Ukrainian refugees.
Remember that video we played of these black guys? They're like, "We're not Ukrainian. We're black. We're from Africa. We can't
be
Ukrainian."
Yeah, we're not gonna.
But now, when it's time to go to another white country to get some other gibs and treatment, all of a sudden I'm Ukrainian.
Yep.
Here I am.
Yeah, I'm not going to go through this article. It's kind of summarizing just some of the points we've been talking about, how the war in Ukraine kind of ties into everything when it comes to
food,
the Great Reset.
Food and energy and
yeah,
all
food,
that.
Energy, fertilization, yeah. All the problems that's coming down the wake. And we had a clip here, I think it might be from today, with Putin talking about this, how Western leaders are making a terrible decision for themselves, and that this is leading to a global recession. I guess he's implying here that it's by design, right? Listen to this here.
That's a populism inward. They want their people to eat less, to put on warmer clothes, to refuse to heat their houses for the good, for the benefit of the people. Allegedly, that they want to do these things under the sign of solidarity in the North Atlantic countries. Step by step, they make one after another, they make decisions that push the global economy to the crisis, to recession. They break up chains of logistics and supply, they increase inflation and inequality, they decrease well-being of millions of people and in the poorest countries. And I have just said about that. It could be leading to massive famine. And who's going to be responsible for that?
Well, who's going to be responsible for that? You know who's going to be responsible for that.
Yep.
Anyway, I think my browser froze up here. I'm trying to find the next story here. But yeah, so that's crazy it's to think about that, how it's like all by design.
Yeah,
right?
And, of course.
And it's one puzzle piece fits into another. And look, even if it wasn't like from the outset, like, yes, let's do this. You do have that strange thing, though, with the some hints of the, like, the main advisor. I didn't plan to play this, but it just reminded me. One of the main advisors to Zelensky back in 2019, basically talks about the war with Russia, like that that's coming, like the, there's no other option. This is a subtitle here. It's only like a minute and a half. Read this here.
Если Украина получает подачу в НАТО, то тогда мы можем говорить о каких-то сроках прекращения войны.
Нет, ни о каких сроках прекращения войны мы не будем говорить. Наоборот, это, скорее всего, подтолкнет крупные военные операции России против Украины. Потому что они должны нас будут просадить в инфраструктурном отношении и превратить здесь все в разваленную территорию для того, чтобы нас неохотно
брали. То есть Россия сможет пойти на прямую конфронтацию с НАТО?
Конечно. Нет, не НАТО. Мы не они должны это сделать до того, как мы вступим в НАТО, чтобы мы не были интересны НАТО. Перестали быть интересны, как разваленная территория. А с вероятностью 99,9% наша цена за вступление в НАТО – это большая война с Россией. А если мы не вступим в НАТО, это поглощение России в течение 10-12 лет. Вот и вся вилка, в которой мы находимся. А теперь давайте выбирать Зеленского.
Подождите, а теперь если поставить чашу на весу, а что лучше в таком случае?
Конечно, крупная война с Россией и переход в НАТО по результатам победы над Россией.
Сами а что такое может быть крупная война с Россией? Вот.
Ну, это воздушная операция наступательная, вторжение российских армий, вот четырех, которые они создали на нашей границе. Осада Киева, попытка окружить войска в... которые в АТО находятся, в ВОЗ, в операции объединенных сил, прорыв через Крымский перешейк, выход на Новокаховское водохранилище, чтобы воду в Крым дать. Наступление с территории Беларуси, там, создание новых народных республик, диверсии, удары по объектам критической инфраструктуры и так далее. Воздушный десант. Вот что такое полноценная война. И вероятность ее 99%.
Когда?
После 21-22, самый критический. 20-22, самый
критический. How do you know that?
Yeah.
How would they know that?
So for those just listening to the audio version, he talks a bit in the beginning of the clip about like the relationship to NATO and like that they have to degrade us and attack us and you know we want NATO membership and that's the you know the cool is this the clip where he mentioned the coolest
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, he just said the
yeah,
coolest.
Okay, good because I was looking at the other. I was trying to find his name while the clip was playing too. Alexei Arestovich, Stoyevich maybe. And he has these interesting positions, right? Or he's an organizer of psychological seminars and trainings and a charitable fund for psychological support for the military. Apparently, he was part of the television producer team that is like surrounding Zelensky as well, like these weird things, right? But anyway, so somehow, miraculously, they kind of knew this, which again begs that question and that we've been asked, like, they intentionally set a trap mm-hmm. because they wanted this to happen. It's been out of control in this way. So this is one of the last linchpins, I think, in their agenda, which is going to make it all kind of fall and fit into place, right? So they're playing a role here, essentially. Okay. So the other thing that happened here is the war issue, right? We can do this one too. This is actually kind of interesting. We have a screenshot. Did I not import that? Way behind here. Let me import that. We've talked quite a bit about The Economist, right? It's literally a Rothschild-owned publication. Many times they have these very, very, I don't know what to call it, predictive programming. Some would use that wording. Symbolic, obviously, in some cases it's kind of occult things on there. A lot of people are decoding like the some of these magazine covers, right? Because it's like it's a high circulation, get a lot the message out. It gets a lot of subliminal programming going on with some of these things. But anyway, the world
What's
in 2020,
the
right? They go through a couple of things in the beginning of Trump, Brexit, that make it like one of those eye charts, right? But yeah, right at the bottom, war Russia. It says right at the bottom, yep. If you guys can see that, war Russia. Okay, it's like it's kind of like they knew. I'm not sure what the date on this is, but yeah, right down in the bottom right. War with Russia.
And seriously, do some of these people, these world government conferences, the real guys, they secretly meet later and they're like show their timelines of events they want to happen?
Well, I don't know. It could probably take a number of different paths, you know, how they do this and how they play the different chess pieces on the grand chessboard. As Brzezinski would say, right? So we had an attack today as well. I just want to show a little bit of that from the an update on the war. Apparently Ukraine, now they're denying it here. This headline has changed since I first came across the story. But the original headline was Russian regional governor says that Ukraine have strikes a fuel depot in Russia's Belgorod. And now the headline says, Ukraine denies attacking fuel depot inside Russia. Mayor says fire almost out. There were some footage of this coming out. Take a look at this. The claim was that there was some, I guess, I could be wrong in this, but was it attack helicopters that had made their way into this region? I don't think it's too far from the border. I could be wrong on that, too. A little fuzzy on the details. It was hard to get all the details. But regardless, someone definitely attacked the fuel depot. Now they're denying this, of course, so I'm not sure. Now I don't know what's true or not. But what we can see, of course, is that someone is firing on the fuel depot. Is this a false flag to try to say that it's Ukraine attacking? Who knows at this point? But someone was saying basically, oh, this is great. They're going on the offensive. You know, this is an incredible military move. I saw people on Twitter saying about this. But as you can see, someone is definitely firing some missiles, some rockets right there. okay. Let's see what else we have here. I think I had a couple of more things. Oh, here's... Okay, that's the same footage we took a look at there. Do you have any other stuff?
Conservative thinker says, don't shoot me in the knees, please. I'm not sure what you're referred to. But the Russians getting shot in the knees.
Prisoner of war footage. Yeah. I had,
the balls. That. Don't shoot me in the balls. Was the other
right.
One.
So there was a whole string of things that happened here. And you know, if you guys are not aware. And I wanted to cover it, too. And I don't have it, like, you know, imported all the clips and stuff now. Maybe we should do it in the weekend show. But basically, you had one of the head doctors, I believe, of the Ukraine military saying that, like, we need to castrate Russians, essentially, right? That seemed to have been, like, he was on TV saying that. And then
calling
the order goes out. Cockroaches. The order goes out. And then they shoot them in the kneecaps and they shoot them in the crotch. I don't think so. That's, I guess, how they castrate them. This footage came out. But then I'm like, first of all, who is filming this? Second of all, who's publishing this? Like, look, I know it's war. To a certain extent, I can
special kind of sick.
It is different for the country that's being invaded versus a country that is invading, right? But my point is it's almost like that they're doing everything they can to undermine their support, their credibility. That's the wrong word, but like. Because that's
not going to gain more support when you're treating prisoners of war like that.
You know, war crime, and then another official, I forget what his name was, came out and it's like, oh, you have to adhere to the Geneva Convention.
But they'll get away with it, just like World War II. You know, they'll get away with it. Depends on which side the big boys are, right? Der Trusker says the main enemies are responsible for this war and death of white Europeans, for the devastation, and for many Ukrainians being forced to leave their former homes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the point we've been hammering home here since the very get-go, that there's powerful forces at the very top. They're benefiting. They get off on this. They can reshape our society. They can bring us closer to the Great Reset. They can use Ukraine. They can use Russia to a certain extent. Again, how participatory they are in all of this, that's just speculation at this point. We don't know, right? But the point is, the end result we can see, and it's that we will
dying.
Suffer, you know, kind of thing. So it's not good. But you know, that more on the ass of the stuff, right? Which is like, I do not understand, right? There's been this hysterically kind of cringe, like you have to be an Azov supporter, you're not a nationalist, kind of thing. And it's like, whoa, slow down. Like there's clearly some
sketchy
things that
funding
are weird
there.
Here and off.
Sketchy
and,
founding.
Well, yeah, the origin seed money we've talked about so many times, not Kolomoisky, right? But then you have these other things such as like, surely it can't be good for any honest Ukrainian nationalist to have like war crimes put on your battalions or your units and stuff, right? How's this going to help, right? And then you have things like this. We're like, look, I'm not expecting them to, they don't need to embrace, let's say, the optics that allegedly we've seen some of the Russian forces film at some of these Azov headquarters and things like that. It's clear that they have National Socialist regalia and all these kinds of things. But then they're coming out and like denying that and saying, we're fighting the real Nazis of the 21st century. We're just patriots. There's nothing to this Nazi accusation and stuff, and it's kind of weird.
So and Putin's the real Nazi? Is that what they're basically saying here?
Look, it's like they're disavowing, and I don't have to have that they're endorsing it, but why do you have to even talk about it? Why do you even have to mention it, right? And it goes back to a Telegram post here, too, and there's more headlines about this, too. As a brigade, Putin calls us Nazis, and that's an excuse for the massacres, they say, right? And here's one of their Telegram posts, right, an official one. And I did a post on this on our Telegram, and just basically like, Why are they? What's the point of this? What, do they believe that this will change somehow the liberals' mindset in the West? You, they're already on your side. They don't. They're even look. They already look the other way for this stuff in a way. You don't have to say. You don't have to do anything about this, right? But it's like in the beginning, they're talking about of the post here. They bring up Churchill, for example, you know, that like, no, the real fascist will come at the hands of posing as anti-fascist, you know, and this kind of gives you the idea that they're like, oh, they're basically quoting Churchill here as like from a truthful slash, you know, positive point of view in a certain way, right? And then they go through and they talk about, this is basically, yeah, here's the Winston Churchill quote. They talk about how basically this is like doesn't this resemble the concentration camps of Hitler's Germany? And it's, okay, good. They mentioned the gulags of the Stalinist regime. What, you can just mention that then.
Yeah, they're so talking about fascists.
Why do you have to? The point is, it's just a minor thing, but it's just a weird optics thing where like all of a sudden there's like this. I mean, there's
it's
no,
like an American conservative, there's no, like normie conservative.
It's bizarre. I'm just saying, well, who's running these guys? It seems that it's not someone who has their best interest at heart running them, right? And then, you know, and why they even don't even bring it up at all then? Why do you have to counter signal and like, oh, it's a vow? But then like, clearly you have all this regalia in your Azov headquarters, unless it all is planted by the Russians. I've seen tons of videos that they go into some of these. Their facilities, their houses, their safe houses, their headquarters, and like it's all over the place. It's not only, you know, sonar rods or Kol Avratz or Black Sun symbols. It's swastikas. It's all kinds of things, right? Different regalia and stuff like that. And it's fine. I don't care. But like, why are you going public and saying that you're like, oh, this? They're the real fascists. It's just bizarre to me. Someone sent me these screenshots, and it's kind of hard to. Kind of hard to validate these as well.
I've seen this one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Defenders of Ukraine. Who are they? Nathan Kazin, Israeli citizen, served in the IDF, fought centurion of the Maidan, Chastner, co-founder of the Azov gang. And then it was another post, this one, someone was sharing. Maybe someone who can actually do the correct... Yeah, I don't even know if this is correct translation up there. What you're seeing on screen is the original, but this one here, here's the translation, right? Dmitry Yavid, let me see, sorry guys, let me go up full screen so I can see this because it's kind of hidden here. Dmitry Avid Yarosh is the head of the military wing of the Jewish Revolution in Ukraine. Let me see here, what does it say here? But the sage of the Torah interpret the birth of the boy, the Lord Lukan, blah, blah, blah. Is there something about him? Adim knew these. Oh, okay, this is some other stuff here. But anyway, so that, and I think, by the way, it's a technicality, that flag, the black and, red and black flag, I believe, is the right sector. So it says a technicality. I guess it's not Azov's symbols, although there could be a common root here or they share this or whatever. But as you can see, here's some other of the so-called neo-Nazis here in Ukraine.
You know how they always say, Jews make the best Nazis, right?
Wasn't that the whole premise of that movie? What's it called again? The Believer?
Where they had the very Aryan-looking guy playing the
Believer. Yeah, the Believer, wasn't that what it was? Anyway, so I don't know if those are real or whatever, but it's like this, I don't know. We've been on and off of this now
it's
all over the place. I don't understand the motivations. I don't understand the optics. I don't understand.
But the point is, they're not real National Socialists.
They also wouldn't be one of the brothers. That's what I was going to say. I mean, so I don't understand the alliances between Western-backed, you know, people like Zelensky and the supposed National Socialists. But now they disavow that, so they're not that. So that's fine, I guess. All right. and then this is a side issue.
That's their tactic, just confusion.
Yeah. You know? I saw this one, too, just to pick up a little bit more on this theme. This is some rando stuff here, you know, but it could be fun for you to see. For those who don't understand what's happening, the old Khazarian mafia is getting their shit handed to them right now, someone says here. You can also tell by how fake the news is, going absolutely apeshit, trying to trick everyone into believing otherwise. And then they're showing the crest of Ukraine, like that symbol, right? And then a Khazarian tamga. And I was interested in this. I was like, what is that? I've never seen that before. Obviously, there's parallels to the symbol or whatever. But then you realize when so I searched for that, tamga, okay, what is that? And then this came out, symbols of the Rurikids, right? The Rurik dynasty and stuff like that. Apparently this goes way back. This is like you guys are getting a little history lesson here, but the Rurik Knyazis, of the Kievan Rus use unique symbols to denote property rights over various items. They are depicted on punches, seals, coins of the Rurikids, in contrast to Western European heraldry, where coat of arms belong to the entire families or were inherited without changes by firstborn sons. Rurikid symbols were personal, with every knyaz devising an emblem of their own for themselves. And apparently, so this symbol goes kind of goes way back. Here's an overview, which is kind of kind of cool, right? So yeah, so just for the record, the poster was saying, "Oh, this the symbol is Khazarian. It's all Khazarian." But then you look into it a bit more, and it's like, it seems to be kind of going a little bit further back than that. It's the Rurik dynasty that had a root of this. So anyway, there you go. You might enjoy that. I'm not sure, but point here too is you get back and forths on this all the time. Who's control? Who's in control? Who's doing this? Who's behind it? Whose symbols are these? You know, and. It's easy when you don't know all the background and all the details to just view one thing and it's like, oh, well, that settles it then. That's what it is, you know, kind of thing. And you don't understand the deeper dynamics of it. So anyway, I thought this was an interesting side note. The Economist here too, by the way, said had a post again, The Economist. We've talked about them quite a bit. Rothschild's own, not even a joke. Why Ukraine must win. A decisive victory could transform the security of Europe. You know what this means? they might be going to war. To be honest, they might, full scale. The Biden regime has dropped all these weird hints and stuff. There's troop movement. He's talking to troops and say, "Oh, when you go over there, you'll see." You know, weird things like this. So I don't know how far they'll push this, but this is definitely not over yet. What was it? I think you thought it was an April 1 today, right? So which we haven't even
April Fools.
Of course, I know everything is not. Some of these stories might not be April Fools, but they might be. Who knows at this point? But you saw a video from the guest that we have coming up. We're going to edit that tomorrow.
Anatoly.
Yeah. That's coming up tomorrow. Probably tomorrow, I think. And he had a post. Tell us about that video he posted.
Let me find it. It was kind of, at first I was like, is this a deep fake or something? We should just play it.
Okay. Yeah. Add that in the translated. Doc if you have it in your history or something. That could be a good way to add that in. Yeah. It's. I started Googling a little bit news.google.com to see what the mainstream sources says about this, and it was like, okay, there's a peace deal. So what's going on? There's a tweet right there.
No, and people were there Googling peace deal.
Peace deal? What's happening?
Gotcha, April 1.
He didn't clarify that though, right?
Well, no, because it's April Fools. You don't have to, you know.
Yeah, but still, this is kind of anyway. Breaking, negotiations end in Russian-Ukraine peace treaty. Ukraine Ukraine international recognized borders, reconstruction fund, aka reparations.
Yeah, he says it all in the
video. Name, roadmap to Crimea independence with Ukraine. Putin absolutely claims success for Russia. For once, it's me who's in shock and disbelief.
Дорогие соотечественники, тема моего обращения – ситуация на Украине. Только что прошли переговоры с украинской стороной, и они закончились абсолютно успешно для российской стороны. Вкратце проинформирую вас. Итак, мы достигли мира с Украиной. С Украиной в ее всемирно признанных границах, с Донецкой и Луганской областями. Мы договорились, что совместно создадим большой фонд при участии ЕС и США на восстановление инфраструктуры в этих украинских регионах. Также мы подписали пятигодичную дорожную карту восстановления независимости Крыма как республики в составе Украины. В переговорах я руководствовался одним принципом – сохранить мир и жизни славянских народов. Русский язык в Украине останется, и никаких притеснений не будет, как и притеснения русского населения. Это точно и однозначно прописано в мирных соглашениях. Жизнь и мир продолжаются. Спасибо за ваше внимание и ваш труд.
All right, so deep fake.
Yeah, so I don't know, or is it an old one? And I mean, the mouth matched.
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, that's not real though.
It's not.
It's not real. This hasn't happened. Everyone was looking around. What peace deal?
And April Fools?
I'm disappearing. And yeah, I know. I mean, that's what I thought the first time.
It's like, all right.
Laura Zuckerbeck says, it's not Sivnets who's the real Nazis. It's not Antifa who's the real Nazis. It's not the Russians who are the real Nazis. It's not Azov who's the real Nazis. It's us who's the real Nazis.
it's the real Nazis that are the real Nazis. Well, if you say that, you'll end up in jail. Right? Wait a minute. Yeah, if you're an actual Nazi, you don't end up in jail, I guess, because then they can use you, right? Depends on your optics. If you have Hollywood-style optics, then they can use you, right? But if you're actually not, but they say you are, then you go to jail. Straight to jail.
Well, technically, he said National Socialist.
I know.
But we should say, like, so many countries were nationalist and socialist in Europe for many years. Before even people knew about National Socialism.
Right? It's still remarkable to me, though, how a short-lived ideology 70 years plus years ago.
How long is it, like 8 years or something?
is still dominating the discourse and the major moves still done politically, ideologically, geopolitically to this day.
Still the ghosts of Nazi past.
Yeah, it's all done because of that. Imagine that. Like,
imagine if they had like
rent-free like that in the hands of these globalists. It's just crazy. Anyway.
Conservative thinker says, if you measure corruption by dollars, America's the most corrupt country on the planet. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Der Cherusker Azov or whoever runs their Twitter account posted some of the tweets usually used by our enemies to label each other as fascists. Exactly.
It's all. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to out-Nazi you.
Yep.
Owens Ravens. When are the powers that be going to start rounding up American Russians and putting them in camps? I'm sure they're thinking about it.
What about the vegans? Something about vegans?
No, powers that be rounding up American Russians and putting them in camps. Yes.
That's not going to happen, I think. I mean, if you look back to the Second World War, and this is, of course, one of the reasons why they rounded up the Japanese, right, in America, because they couldn't have a country that they went to war with being a hostile force behind enemy lines.
I don't think you can get away with this today the same way.
But there's also a different methodology today. Now it's surveillance and spying, and they have all these techniques. And then back then,
the
it was just
camps.
Like, you sit there so we can know what's going on. Exactly. Today it's a digital concentration camp, I guess, to a certain extent. But, and this is even you could argue the motivations when you've seen the headlines, I hope, guys, and if you haven't, Google that. Judea declares war on Germany. That's one of the reasons why they rounded up Jews, because they were going to war with each other. Although it wasn't an established state yet, it was still considered like its own nation, a landless nation, right? Without territory, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those things happen. Every side does this. This is why the English put German troops in camps there. You know what I mean? Like, this is. But again, my point is, I don't think that's going to happen now.
Sounds like small hats are to blame. Probably in reference to one of these things we're talking
Small
about. Yes, of course.
Big problems.
Dog Whistler says, the problem is I can never tell real news headlines versus April Fool's jokes. Seems like more and more the establishment media is becoming the Onion. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Odinland keeps asking about baby news. I'll let you know when it's time. The time is right, I'll let you know.
Yep.
But I appreciate your eagerness.
That's good.
Black Phillip says, Lana, I'm sure you've seen the Twitter threads where dog moms and CST ladies are outraged Putin has a mistress 30 years younger than him and calling him a pedo. Well, she's not a child. They are trying to cope that adult women are attracted to Chads. Seethe more. Yeah, like he's...
I haven't
He's
seen
a leader
that.
Of a country.
Thing?
Is it really shocking that he would have this younger, pretty woman? Like,
but then Biden can like touch little kids.
Yeah. And not be called a pedophile.
The elites at the very top can propagate like actually grooming kids and all that stuff. But let's not talk about.
And Putin's with a 30-year-old or whatever, 35-year-old, and oh my god, he's a pedophile.
Well, good for him. And this one, too. A couple of more things here. Oh, are you down there?
Yep.
Yep. I want to go through this in more detail, but it's just more... Because we talked a little bit about Chabad in Russia yesterday. Well, I uploaded yesterday with Apollonia in German, but I saw this one searching as well. Chabad's Ukraine mission. The story of Jews plays an outside role in the country's history and present. I was going to go through this in a little bit more detail and see what their spin is. I think I can get a version of this on through Archive, whatever. But yes, apparently the Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson was born in Ukraine.
Schneerson.
History has been a battleground between Russia and Ukraine for years. The story of the Jews have been part of that fight. This can be heard today in Putin's rhetoric about denazification or Ukrainian President Zelensky's exhortations amid Russian bombing to remember Bayar's murdered Jews. But the past is more than a backdrop for geopolitical maneuvering. And then they talk, the founding of the Hasidic movement by Rabbi Israel Baal Shem Tov is what is today Western Ukraine, and it revolutionized Jewish life. And Rabbi Menachem Schneerson, the Rebbe, or the seventh head of the Shabbat Lubavitch movement, was born in Ukraine 120 years ago. And it goes on from that. Anyway, so, you know, you get everything from all sides here. What do we have here? Oil prices fall as Biden weighs releasing 180 million barrels from reserves in desperate attempt to lower fuel prices, right? So this is, a perfect way of getting rid of those reserves. So when you actually do need them, you don't have any, right? That's
what it is. I'm
helping out. I'm lowering the gas prices. Look at me, you know, kind of thing. So, it's called the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPR. The White House is desperately looking at options to lower fuel prices. And keep in mind, too, by the way, the oil and gas companies started raising the prices based on speculation initially. There wasn't even a supply chain issue immediately. But as soon as there was like, oh, war with Russia, oh, well, that's it, then raise the prices, mm-hmm. right, to maximize profit kind of thing. Now it's justified. Exactly. It would be the largest release in the near 50-year history of this strategic reserve. So far, the release have not managed to lower prices, and would world demand has nearly reached pre-pandemic levels while supply has tightened globally. And it goes on from that. Was there a graph in there? Yeah, I guess here's a graph. And then the ruble, by the way, too, has gained. It lost initially based on all the sanctions. And then it regained all of that like a week later or something like that. And partially it's because they have forced other countries to just buy the oil or gas from Russia in rubles. And for a while they said the European Union, nah, it's fine. You can buy in euros or US dollars. It's fine. And then latest thing I saw, that was actually yesterday, was like Putin. The Biden-Putin is more. He basically is like, no, rubles only. That's it. I'll cut it off tomorrow if you don't pay, you know, kind of thing. It's weird. It's definitely weird. All right.
So Lycan Warrior says, Ryan Long has a super funny video about people who virtue signal about supporting Ukraine. 2.5-minute video. Should we play it?
Sure. Can you put the link in the doc, maybe?
Okay.
Otherwise, you have to start. No, it's easier. Just put that. Can you get it over there?
Yeah, I can get it over there.
Okay, that's fine. What was the title of it? I can search for it real quick. I think it's on Odyssey, right? Is it Odyssey?
Let me see here.
What's the source? Look there.
Oh, you clicked YouTube. Away.
Yeah. Never mind. I see. Never mind. I have it right here. I have it right here. I get it.
That's what I thought.
Okay, there we go.
Yep, been a couple weeks since I transformed into a Ukraine guy, and gotta say that I'm loving my new personality. Will you guys denounce Russia? Oh, you're still telling people to stay at home and get vaccinated? No, it's cool. I mean, yeah, whatever works for you, dude. Ukraine for life. Well, you know what I mean, for a couple weeks till we get the next one. This is Putin. I just sort of give him one of these, maybe one of these. I was a big Palestine guy. I was a big Afghanistan guy. What's going on there now? Yeah, actually pretty good question. I haven't really checked in on it. Are they still doing the whole being a country thing? Oh, look, it's Putin's home. You either want America to get in there and start mucking things up, or you love Putin and want to marry him and have sex with him. Yeah, I'm pretty binary thinker. I'm non-binary and everything else, though. Would the dog be willing to denounce Vladimir Putin?
I don't want to be on TV, but I don't know.
We'll remember that. That's all I'm saying. That will be remembered. I mean, yeah, in an ideal world, they wouldn't be white, but at least the bad guys are white, you know? I try to look on the bright side. I think we should just be blocking the airspace and then, you know, let the cards fall. You know, if it's war, then it's war. It's not like I'm fighting personally. I'm not like some soldier. I mean, if you ask me, Iraq was probably holding the WMDs for Putin. A little industry secret, but if you move on to a new personality, you never really have to be held accountable for how right or wrong you were about your last thing. Found out this is a Russian microwave, so getting rid of that. I won't eat Russian soup. Russian I refuse microwave. To eat Russian vodka. Yeah, I know there's other war stuff happening all over the place, but maybe if they wanted people to care, they should get better at going viral. How many TikTok stars does Yemen have out on the forefront? I just put the old thing out of sight, out of mind, you know, sort of like Bart Simpson did when he put his guitar in the garage next next to his karate outfit in the unicycle. Where's Ukraine? Beside Russia. Where's Russia? In Russia. I asked my stepdad to formally denounce Putin on his social media, and he told me he didn't have social media, so I guess we're not going to be having a family dinner this week. Yeah, I'm one of the first people to start being about Ukraine once the news started talking about it, so if anything, I'm a bandwagon finder. Censorship also just really gives me a boner, so it's nice to have a new avenue to participate on that front. If people want to post the wrong information about the election, COVID, Ukraine, I mean, yeah, they should be reprimanded. Whether they have their channels taken down, or if I had my say, a prison sentence. Cuomo, Fauci, Zelensky, just a bunch of guys that I would call daddy. All I'm saying is if you're watching this video right now, you better not be Russian or there'll be consequences for you to pay. It's crazy. Some people will say that there's propaganda on both sides when in reality there's only propaganda on one side. Sorry, I get a little emotional when I'm just thinking of how brave the ghost of Kiev was. Russia should be new.
Oh, not bad. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, Martin Long. Yeah, he does some good stuff. Thank you for that. That was that's always good.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm surprised that's still there. Eventually, that will probably be taken down too, you know?
Yeah, we'll see, huh? Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, so I have two more things here, guys. Check this out. Some weird last.
Wait, Dog Whistler says, I am binary in my thinking, but non-binary in everything else. That's the best quote to sum up a liberal. Totally.
Absolutely. I mean, it is funny with that how.
I'm so non-binary.
For a long time, it's been like good and evil doesn't exist. It's all relative, and it's all we don't. No. Oh, you can't really.
This side
know
is the right
anything.
One. You're the bad guy.
Nazi.
There's know, no nuances. Like, there's no gray area in that, except for gender. There's 100 genders, and this gender unicorn and gender bred creature. Yep. We'll explain it to you.
Even explaining it makes it more confusing. Robots made of magnetic slime could grab objects inside of your body. Oh, great.
No, thanks.
So this is what they're going to put in your brain. They say, we're going to deliver drugs in a new exciting way, directly targeting your neural pathways in this zone of your brain, right?
And what objects is it grabbing
look
exactly?
Look at this turd here moving.
That's what I thought. It was like dog poop when I saw it. You were playing it earlier. I was like, what are you watching?
I'm watching dog poop crawl around, baby. Look at this poop.
God.
It can grasp.
What is it, but what is it supposed to be grabbing
can fix
in your
broken
body?
Broken circuits. It has custard like consistency, and the slime can even self heal when cut in two.
This
in the
like
future,
X-Files.
It's hoped that the slime could be used in humans to retrieve objects swallowed.
I was just
going to
joke around and
here's
say, is this
brain,
for
though.
Something someone shoved up their butt by accident?
Oh,
because apparently they end up in ER a lot for that, I hear.
It says here, the magnetic particles are coated in silicon to make the robots safe for use in the body. And they're showing a brain here, too, by the way. So it's like, oh, it can go into your brain and take something out or put something in or whatever, like a chip delivery or some nano-style robot. But it needs to be tested to make sure that the magnetic particles toxic by themselves. Well, there you go. Perfect. Can't escape the robot's slime. Isn't there always a hook?
And it's like
there?
So much is going into this in case you accidentally swallow something. Well, and then how do they put that slime in you? How where's the entry point for this alien? It looks like poop. Maybe that's
look, I'm not saying it, but I'm just saying these people, they love to shove things up their butt.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
They don't clarify that, though, how it gets in you, how they put it in you. So.
Yeah, maybe injecting. Right. He will be, next thing will be under your skin, right? Isn't that, listen to you.
And COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance.
Oh,
we want to stop this epidemic.
Says it.
Yep.
We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's
is this
happening.
The guy Russell Brand was kissing?
Yes.
What we've seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We're now seeing mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries, which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin. Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin.
Yeah, here's Russell. We did a segment on this in the Weekend Warrior show, by the way, so check that out if you want more details. But yeah, Russell Brand is hanging out with this guy, giving me a kiss right there. And of course, Russell Brand has kind of emerged now as this really really cool and hip and based guy
that sticking somehow, into the system.
With 5. Whatever it is, 3 million subscribers on YouTube, and they're pushing him on Rumble too hard, by the way. I see him all the time in the algorithms on YouTube and stuff like that too. Can talk about the vaccine and damages with the vaccine and all kinds of what food comes from COVID? This is disgrace. With it's picked up on all the kind of the conspiracy topics in a way, and like
the truth is coming out.
The truth is coming out. Pfizer, released. And it's like this over and over again. Like, here's more. Now it makes sense.
Never
the vaccine.
Never gets censored.
He doesn't even. There's no. Never you're not going to like. Down. They're not going to like this.
No disclaimer.
No disclaimers under the videos or nothing. I'm sure it's totally organic, right? Completely organic. Don't worry about it. This guy is the new hip, cool, alternative.
Not in my eyes.
Truth voice.
Not in my eyes.
Good old Fabian socialist. That has not changed. Okay, last thing we'll do here. Look at this. It gets better, of course. Artificial intelligence AI could replace military or human military commanders in making life or death decisions on the battlefield, DARPA suggests. Here it is, right here. Right? Just hand over killing control to artificial intelligence, right? DARPA is working with decision makers to train algorithms to make decisions. The idea is that humans have a bias and can disagree. Well, that's wrong.
I thought
right?
On the battlefield you're supposed decisions. To have a bias. Come on.
I guess not. AI can be trained from the start based on best practices to make fast decisions. The technology is still early stages, but DARPA hopes for a wide rollout. Remember those robots that were eating human flesh? Remember that? To propel themselves? They actually worked on those. They actually consumed the dead bodies on the battlefield. To keep moving and stuff.
We've seen where this goes. I mean, how many sci-fi movies have been done on this where things always go south anytime they wheel these things out?
Yeah. The DARPA launched a new program aimed at introducing AI to the decision-making process to make it faster. The latest DARPA initiative called In the Moment will involve new technology that could take difficult decisions in stressful situations using live analysis of data such as the condition of patients in a mass casualty event and drug availability. It comes as the U.S. military increasingly leans on technology to reduce human error. Yeah, because that at the end of that never goes wrong, right? Arguing to remove human bias from decision making will save lives. The new AI will take 2 years to train.
But they're supposed to be like killer robots, are they not? So how are they saving lives if they're ultimately for
they're
the military?
They're saving lives
killing
by
people.
Killing those other humans.
It's just like,
and that, and then you know at the end of this, it will be when there's five
saving lives by killing the bad guys with robots.
If they don't do it with the COVID vaccines, if they don't do it with the food shortages, if they don't do it with the starvation, whatever all the issues is here now.
These robots just went haywire.
All of a sudden for no reason.
A billion people.
Yep. They just turned on humans.
And we couldn't do anything. It just went out of control.
Out of control. And this group over here, the program them, they're still fine. They're okay, by the way. So it's fine. But they killed everyone else. All right.
Odinland says, thanks, guys, for another great show. You guys are really best out there. Love you.
Thank you.
Love
Appreciate
you, too.
Thank
Odin's
you.
Ravens, have a great weekend. Enjoy the snow melt. Yeah, it's already melted here.
So. Yeah, yep. Good stuff. Guys, thank you. Odin's Raven, Odinland, Dog Whistler. Who else do we have? Lycan Warrior, Black Phillip.
Dennis Frazier.
Odin's Ravens, I think we did the Dersha Rusker, Conservative Thinker, Lars Augerbeck. Yep, you said conservative thinker. Did we say Black Phillip yet? Dennis Frazier. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate you. JP, I'm going to make sure we mention everyone here at the end, right? Billy Biz. Thank you, Billy Biz. Very, very kind of you. Shadow Government. And, of course, Snugging123. Thank you to you guys for joining us over on Entropy. I am trying to refresh Odyssey. I don't think we are. For some reason, I can't see the past transactions in case I missed one. Let me refresh one more time there to see. Otherwise, that's it for us, guys. More is coming up in the member section, so definitely check that out. Subscribeshow.com/redeyes. One of the better ways to join us in the member section, but there's other ways, of course, as well. You can do it through Entropy Stream. We're working on, we might have the, like a Telegram
plug. Yeah, we'll have that next week.
Probably, yeah. I think. Yeah, so Telegram has their own little, basically like a donation through Telegram, but you can make payments there with your credit or debit card.
We'll get Rockfin going.
Link that to Red Ice, you know. Yeah,
Rockfin exactly. Going, and then also PowerChat.
Well. Yeah, exactly. Rockfin and PowerChat, a couple of other ways as well. What do we have here? You have... the Cash App as well. This is just a couple of ways for you guys. If you want to sign up, I usually plug it at the end of the show so that you know that if you appreciate what we do, if you like what we do, if you want more Red Ice, you can always head on over to redicemembers.com. And there are a couple of different payment methods there for you guys. If you're in the U.S., we have a kind of a utility type option, an e-check option. You see it down below there. Green money. We have crypto option as well. And here is a mailing address. Some of you guys like the good old fashioned way, snail mail. That does work as well. All right, boys and girls, thank you so much. So Weekend Warriors coming up next. We have Anatoly. I'll try to have that up tomorrow. It'll actually go up in the member section first, so it'll be premiered there first. So if you can't wait, get on over to redicemembers.com. And by the way, unsubscribe, so I mentioned a couple of times, but just so you're up to speed on that. I set up two, they're for fun, but of course it will help to support the program as well. One producer tier and then one executive producer tier and a couple of other, you know, perks that come with that. One of you sign up for an executive producer. I want to get a name so we can put that at the end of the show if you want executive producer credits.
It was Harvey Weinstein, right?
That was Spielberg kissing his Oscar thing. You can do the Weinstein. Was it Weinstein? Weinberg?
We're funded by Hollywood, you know.
Weinstein? Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Weinberg, whatever his name was. The no penis guy, whatever his name is. I think you asked last time, did he die or did he...
Yeah, like you don't hear about him anymore. Is he in prison? Weinstein, the Weinstein brothers,
right?
I have to look that one up.
Anyway, so we have those if you want to help us out. But no, get on over there. A lot of exclusive stuff for you guys. Videos. We have, of course, a second hour of many of the interviews we're doing as well. And we premiere stuff up in the member section first. And, of course, next up then Anatoly and then Weekend Warrior as well. All right. I think that's it for us. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back with more soon.
Dasvidanya.
Oh, there we go. Censored. Coming up
that's
next.
That's it.
Right?
I'm paid by the Kremlin. I'm controlled by Putin.
Putin shill. There you go.
Yes.
All right, guys. Take care. We'll see you. We'll see you next time. We can worry up.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.